This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Nick and JP back on Afternoon Drive. We got plenty to get to on the show, a game of fact or fiction later in the show, but big offseason ahead for the Cavaliers. We've also got the NBA Finals starting coming up on Thursday night to talk all things NBA. We got the right guest for you. Of the Bleacher Report, Greg Swartz joining us now. Greg, welcome to the show, bud.
Yeah, thanks for having me on today.
Well, we got to talk about this because ESPN linked the Cavs to the idea of trading for the number one pick. We know it's probably not going to happen, probably being most likely, but would you trade Donovan Mitchell for the number one pick and the right to draft Cooper Flagg?
So immediately it kind of takes you out of the title picture for next year. So that like initially gave me pause. But when you think about this, the easy answer is yes. Like you 100% trade Donovan Mitchell for the number one pick because Donovan Mitchell is going to be 29 years old this fall. You basically have him for one more guaranteed year because next year at this time, you're going to have the same conversations that you had last year. Well, he's only got one guaranteed year left. Are we going to have to trade him? Is he going to extend? And an extension for Donovan Mitchell, if he goes in the offseason 2 years from now, is going to be very expensive. We're talking 5 years, over $350 million. And I'm not sure you want to commit that kind of money to a guy who's 30 years old, and small guards typically don't age very well. So if you're okay taking yourself out of the title picture for next year, for the chance to get Cooper Flagg and pair him with Evan Mobley and Darius Garland for the next 10 years, that's an opportunity you absolutely could not pass up. It's not going to happen because Dallas is not going to trade that number one pick. I guess I shouldn't say never because Nico Harrison is still running the Dallas Mavericks. But, if you could do Donovan Mitchell and get the number one overall pick in the draft to get Cooper Flagg, you absolutely have to do it.
I mean, I can't imagine. You bring up Nico there. I can't imagine. He's already the most hated man in Dallas. And then everyone's like, okay, maybe he did it for a reason to get the number one overall pick. If he trades Cooper Flagg, the hate would be – it'd be so intense. I can't even figure out how to accurately describe it.
Yeah, I don't think the hate could get any worse towards him after the Luka Doncic trade.
So that's the approach.
This might do it. If he wasn't fired before, he'd definitely be fired now if he traded the number one overall pick.
So I guess big picture, given everything you've said, should Donovan be untouchable?
I think this season he is. Like, obviously, yeah, if the number one overall pick is on the table, like, sure, you trade him that, but it's not going to be. I go in this offseason, like Donovan to me is untouchable. Evan Mobley is untouchable. We can have conversations about everyone else. Like I'm not calling teams saying, give me your best offer for Darius Garland. No, Darius Garland is a 25-year-old all-star under contract for the next 3 years at a pretty good number. Like there's a ton of value there. I'm not trading him. I'm fine if they run it back with Jared Allen. I think Jared Allen is the most likely member to be traded. He'd be the one that I would be most willing to part with and possibly move Evan Mobley to a full-time center position, which I think is going to be his long-term home. But yeah, Donovan for me, 28-year-old right now, prime of his career, just an unbelievable representation for the city of Cleveland and the Cavaliers. And obviously we see what he does in the postseason when the lights are the brightest. Yeah. Unless it's the number one overall pick or just a tremendous offer. Yeah, he's untouchable for me this offseason.
You said this offseason twice in that answer then. So are you thinking after this year, if it doesn't actually pay off, is that when we start conversations with Donovan being traded?
Yeah, you have to. Like I said, you'd be in the same boat you were last year where, okay, we look at it as he's got a player option at the end. So he dictates his future. He set up this contract where he would have 10 years of service if he opts out of that, and then he can sign for 35% of the salary cap. And in a couple of years, 35% of the salary cap is going to be a lot of money. And like I said, it's a no-brainer if you sign Donovan Mitchell to a three-year, $150 million extension. It's a no-brainer. $50 million a year for one of the best players in the NBA. It's tremendous value, especially in when we see players like Jaylen Brown, who's making $50-plus million. When we see Bradley Beal making $50-plus million. It's a no-brainer. But when he's asking for $70 million a year, when he can sign for that 35% of the cap in a couple years, I have real pause giving Donovan Mitchell, as good as he is he going to be worth that moving forward, especially when he's in his 30s? I'm going to have a tough time giving him that contract. So, yeah, I think next offseason is when you start having those trade conversations with other teams.
Greg Swartz of the Bleacher Report on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So, as we continue to have this conversation about Jared Allen, Darius, the roster, when you see the landscape of the NBA this offseason, are there trades that fit the trade value for Jared and also make the Cavs better?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of teams out there that definitely need a center. You know, I'm sure the Los Angeles Lakers are going to call the Cavs and see, you know, what would you want for him? You know, could we get him for a Rui Hachimura and a Dallin Connect and a 2031 first-round pick? Is that good enough value? I don't know. It depends how much the Cavs, you know, value Jared Allen, because he's still making $20 million, and then he's going to start a three-year, $90 million extension. That's a really good number. Like, even when his extension kicks in, his salary is only going to go up to $28 million the year after next. And this is a guy who's 27 years old. He's just entering his prime. So I think he has a lot of value. You know, the Lakers will call. I think the Memphis Grizzlies are a team that will call if they're trying to take another step towards a championship and they don't think Zach Edey is going to be a guy that can play, you know, 35 minutes a night at the center position. And there's a lot of teams out there that I think would value Jared Allen. And if you're the Cavs, you got to make sure, you know, you're getting somebody who can play center at least for 15 minutes a night. I don't think you want to have Immobile playing center for 35 minutes a night. I don't think that's what you want to do over the course of an 82-game season. I think you got to get tougher. You got to get another wing in there if you're going to go a little bit smaller with Mobley at center. So, you know, I'm not of the camp like we have to trade Jared Allen, but I'm also definitely listening to trade offers for teams, like I said, like the Lakers, maybe like the Grizzlies, that are desperate for a center upgrade.
What teams are you looking at or listening to in regards to Darius?
Yeah, I know with Chris Fedor kind of reporting a Orlando Magic, maybe like a Jalen Suggs for Darius Garland. I mean, if you're Orlando, that's absolutely the player you want. You had a top three offense and a bottom, or a top three defense and a bottom three offense. Like, you need a point guard upgrade. You need a playmaker. Why am I going to help out the Orlando Magic? That doesn't make any sense to me at all. This almost beat you in the first round 2 years ago. This is a team that's a point guard away from becoming an elite team in a watered-down Eastern Conference. So there's no way I'm helping them, although that's the number one team for me, I think, that needs a point guard. The Sacramento Kings need a point guard after they traded De'Aaron Fox last year. I don't think Malik Monk is good. I don't think he's a full-time starting point guard in the NBA. But you look around, there's a lot of teams that already have their point guard. So there's a couple teams that I think could make a run at Darius, you know, headlined by the Orlando Magic. But overall, a lot of teams have their floor general already.
Greg, looking to the big plan, right? Forever, for like a 5, 6, 7 year stretch, the rest of the NBA was building to beat the Golden State Warriors. And then it kind of became this this current Boston team, right? Is the plan, if you're building an NBA team right now, if you are not one of the remaining teams going to the NBA Finals, is the plan still you got to build to beat around Boston? Is there a new team to beat in the NBA, or is it more nebulous than that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Yeah, Boston, we don't know what Boston's going to do this offseason. They're over $20 million into the second apron. They have new ownership, so they're definitely going to want to cut costs. This is a team that would not surprise me if they traded a Drew Holiday or a Kristaps Porzingis. I don't think they're going to trade Jaylen Brown. They're going to really rely heavily on him next year with Jason Tatum out. I think the two teams that you have to look at that should scare you the most over the next 5 years are the Oklahoma City Thunder and the San Antonio Spurs. To me, the Spurs, when you have a healthy Victor Wembanyama and you have Steph Castle and now they have De'Aaron Fox and they still have a bunch of draft picks, Devin Vassell, the Spurs are the next team that's going to be coming up. And it's, okay, how do we counter kind of that size they have in the middle while having wings, while having defense? Because to me, the Celtics, they're getting older. I don't think they're going to have all their pieces back next year, like I said, because of their financial restrictions. If you're looking at how to build a team, you need depth, you need defense, and you need some size in the interior because it's the Spurs and it's the Thunder are the two teams, I think, over the next 5 years that are going to establish themselves as the best teams, not only in the West, but probably the NBA in general.
So you're kind of suggesting, you know, we have not had a recent stretch here with any sort of dynasty teams. It sounds like you're making the suggestion that maybe we will go back into that line of thinking where you do have these teams that over 3, 4, 5 years compile multiple championships, multiple titles.
Yeah, I mean, one thing that kind of dooms these teams as they get, you know, they empty their draft picks and their assets to get these stars to put around a star that they already have. The Oklahoma City Thunder have more draft picks than anybody still. And they have a guy that just won MVP. They have a second all-star in Jalen Williams. They have Chet Holmgren, who is only getting better as an elite rim protector and a guy who can shoot threes. Like, this is a team that should scare everybody because they could have lost in the second round this year and you've been like, well, they're going to be right back for the next couple years. The fact that they're in the finals, can win the finals, and still have more draft picks than any other team moving forward. I mean, you just don't see this from potential dynasties. So if you're looking at a team that could really have a good 5 to 10 year run and sustain it because of their draft assets, their ability to get better, yeah, it's Oklahoma City for sure.
Greg, we've had the debate about, you know, this year was a big jump for Evan Mobley. What's the next jump look like and how do you get it? So I'll just pose it to you. If you're the Cavs, you know, how do you unlock the next gear from Evan Mobley?
I think you have to trade Jared Allen. I think that's if you give Mobley more space on the court, because as much as we like Jared, he's not a floor spacer. If you give Evan Mobley more of an open court and you put him at the elbow or you let him face up, because he's so versatile, and we saw the growth from his offensive game this year. And all of a sudden, maybe you have an offense where now you went from 2 years ago, you had two guys that couldn't shoot three. Now Mobley can shoot. If you trade Jared Allen and you put Mobley at the five, you have all five guys that can shoot. And now this floor is wide open. And I think it needs to be a conscious effort to get the ball to Evan Mobley, which we didn't see in the playoffs where, you know, he's kind of capped at 13 shots a game. Like, that absolutely cannot happen. So I think if you trade Jared Allen and you give Mobley more time at the five, you give him shooters around him because he is a pretty good passer for his size too. You put him in more pick and rolls. You let him face up. You just give him the ball more and really kind of unlock that offensive game. And I think it helps that Kenny Atkinson, you know, he doesn't have Olympic responsibilities this summer. Like, he was flying from France to come over and just do his press conference, his introductory press conference, and then would have to fly back to France. Like, now he has a full off season to put in a full playbook for Evan Mobley. And I think if you just open up the court for him, you give him the ball more, you kind of take Jared off the court, maybe in a potential trade, and you give Kenny a whole off season to really design the offense around him and Donovan, I think that's really going to unlock Mobley. And he's only 23 years old, too.
What do you think happens with Ty Jerome?
I think he comes back. Like, there's only a couple teams with cap space. I don't think it makes sense for, like, the Brooklyn Nets to sign him, you know, to a big contract. They're a rebuilding team. There's a lot of teams that could give him the full mid-level exception of about $14 million. And I just think the Cavs, from everything they've said and put out, they're comfortable being in the second apron this year, which they are already. And obviously, if you sign Ty, you know, that's going to have a lot of tax implications where you pay him $10 million while you're paying an extra $50 million. But I think they're comfortable being there for a year because they know this is a team that is capable of winning a title. I think you could get him at $8 to $10 million, and he would be comfortable with that. He's got a good role. Obviously, his role became a little bit too much for him when Darius was hampered in the postseason. But this is a guy that's very successful coming off the bench, and he's going to get a good raise from his $2.5 million. Like I say, he's probably going to make 4 or 5 times as much. And Why would you want to go anywhere else? You have Donovan Mitchell here, who you have a relationship with. You have DeAndre Hunter here, who you have a relationship with. This is a special place for you. You just had the best season of your career. If the money's right and you're Ty Jerome, why would you want to go anywhere else? And if you're the Cavs, you can't go out and spend that money on anybody else. Like, you can't, you don't have the non-taxpayer mid-level exception. So you either spend it on Ty Jerome or you don't spend it at all. So I think ultimately the two sides will come to an agreement. Ty Jerome will be back with the Cavaliers.
Greg, real quick here. We got about 45 seconds. Thunder's Pacer, game one of the NBA Finals Thursday night. What's your pick and how competitive do you expect these finals to be?
I really like the Pacers. Obviously, what they did to the Cavs, what they did to the Knicks. I picked them to beat the Knicks. Their depth would win out. But every strength that the Pacers have, the Thunder can counter it. The Pacers can go 10, 11, 12 deep. The Thunder can do that too. The Pacers, we know how fast they like to play. The Thunder played at a faster pace in both the regular season and the playoffs so far than Indiana. Like, they just don't have the advantages that they had over the Cavs, that they had over the New York Knicks. I think the Thunder win, and I don't think it's a real long series. I'd be shocked if it went 6 games or more. I think the Thunder win in 5, and I think this is potentially the start of a mini dynasty for Oklahoma City. I'm a big fan of theirs, and I think it's going to be kind of a boring NBA Finals because the Thunder are going to win in probably 5 games.
NBA writer for the Bleacher Report and author of the Wine and Gold Winner book. Check that out wherever you get books. Greg Swartz joins us in the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Greg, great stuff, buddy. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Great stuff with Greg there. We'll react to what he had to say about your Cavaliers and the new mini dynasty in the NBA coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.